I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Today is the day we hear a lot of stories about September 11th. A woman named Mishy Lesser has one of her own, but hers stretches back 35 years to South America. On September 11th, 1973, Chile's military overthrew the democratically elected president, Salvador Allende. Allende died in the coup. Thousands of other people were tortured and killed in the months and the years that followed. Chile became a treacherous place for anybody who supported Allende's socialist government and anyone who opposed the military regime of General Augusto Pinochet. That included some Americans. Mishy Lesser went to Chile in 1971. She was a 19-year-old student then. She was inspired by the social change she saw following Allende's election, so she decided to stay. She found work in an urban shanty town, and she and a group of other Americans started a magazine called Fiend. The magazine was highly critical of U.S. foreign policy. Shortly after the coup, two of the Americans were rounded up by the military and murdered, Charles Horman and Frank Tarugi. Declassified documents later revealed that the U.S. government was likely complicit in their deaths. At that time, Mishy Lesser realized that she also was in danger. With the help of some friends, she found shelter with a family in Santiago. The family hid her for 3 weeks and helped her get out of the country. They also hid her Chilean boyfriend. His name was Chico. For nearly 35 years, Mishy Lesser didn't know whatever happened to the family. But late last year, she made contact again. She learned that the husband died in August of 2007, but that the wife, Carmencita, was still alive. So earlier this year, Mishy flew to Chile and took a bus to visit Carmencita to find out why she'd risked her life to save a stranger.
When I saw her at the bus station, she was so familiar to me, and yet 35 years had passed, and I saw that she was now a woman in her mid-70s, and I was so ecstatic to hug her, and the words just started to pour out of both of us. When I met with Carmencita and her family, I brought them a carrot cake, among other gifts. When I handed the cake to Carmencita, she opened the aluminum foil and the plastic wrap with such care. It was as if she was revealing, you know, a long-lost treasure. The reason I chose to bring them this cake was because when they hid me, I used to go into their kitchen and concoct carrot cakes and other cakes from any ingredients that we could get during those difficult days when there wasn't a whole lot of food to be had. And the carrot cakes became a source of joy in this family during some really dismal, challenging days of all of our lives.
Estuvieron una semana esperando que llegara el chico, seguramente.
What I heard from Carmencita was that my boyfriend Chico ended up living with them for a couple of years after I left, and he really became a member of that family. He was part of the Chilean underground resistance to the Pinochet dictatorship, and eventually the military tracked him to that house. Carmencita and her husband were arrested soon after, and they spent 6 terrible months in captivity, the first 2 weeks of which they were at Via Grimaldi, which was a secret torture center set up by the military regime. And as for my boyfriend Chico, many years later, I learned, and then Carmencita confirmed and gave more details to me. He was finally apprehended, tortured, and is now one of Chile's disappeared. It was very hard for me to learn how much the family had suffered during the period after my departure, and the children's eyes welled up. Two of their 3 children were at the kitchen table when we had this conversation. Yeah, it was very difficult to learn all this, very painful, and I really felt like I had a huge amount of responsibility in the fact that So much had fallen upon this family. So much pain and separation and fear. They'd been so caring and giving and generous. Toward the end of our conversation, I asked Carmencita to explain to me why in the world they took in a stranger who ended up only bringing them trouble.
¿Por qué me dejaron quedarme con usted ese día? No me conocían, yo era una extraña.
And she said that she and her husband discussed it the day that he brought me to the house, you know, whether or not they could give me sanctuary. And they felt that I was a young woman from a different country in their country in this time of turmoil and need, and that they needed to do what they could to return me safely to my parents and to my own country. And I felt so grateful to them for what they did. And after I left Chile, I was in touch again through email and phone calls with Carmencita and her daughter. And at one point, the daughter said to me, "Mishi, I want to make sure that you're not carrying a burden of guilt over what happened to our family. You need to know that when my parents came back home, we as children huddled around them and were so grateful to have them safe. And we reconnected as a family and found joy in our lives through our love and our warmth toward one another. And we don't want you to feel as though somehow you and through you, Chico's presence in our home brought, you know, doom and destruction to us. We are a resilient family and we bounced back, and you shouldn't carry this burden." And I, you know, I felt that in addition to having helped save my life at that point, this was just an incredible gift. So I am in contact with them. I sent them some gifts through the mail a couple of months ago, and I actually spoke to Carmencita last week. I'd like to pack up another box of gifts to send down to them. I've promised her some new cake recipes.
That was Mishi Lesser telling her story of returning to Chile 35 years after the coup on September 11, 1973. When Mishi Lesser went back to Chile, she kept a blog. You can find a link to it at theworld.org. You can also see photos of Mishi from the early 1970s and today.